Yeah. State Farm. Call an agent today.
3 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock. Gym class getting ready to come your way for a Wednesday here on KGYM. Mark Ironside will join us coming up here in just a little bit. Mark was at the state wrestling tournament over the weekend, of course, at Iowa State on Sunday. So we will talk about that with Mark coming up in just a little bit. An Olympic first today. Not to take anything away from Alex Kuhn's Olympic update, but this was just too good to pass up. State bowling results from today. A look at bowling coming up tonight and a whole lot more. It is a gym class coming your way right here on KGYM. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the gym class, 1600 AM, the historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann, our producer, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. That gets your local programming underway here on KGYM, as we'll be followed by the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. And, of course, we've got Iowa State basketball coming your way tonight at 6:30. We'll have the pregame for you. So at 6:30, 107.5, 106.3 FM will be your home for the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Also have college basketball coming up tonight, and how apropos, as it'll be the Louisville Cardinals taking on the Duke Blue Devils tonight from ESPN at 7:30 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. You got Iowa, Minnesota coming up tonight from the barn. You and I last night, Iowa State tonight, the Iowa women at Rutgers tonight to take on Coach Stringer, and the Iowa State women will be down at Norman, Oklahoma to take on the Oklahoma Sooners one more time this year. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Don't we have U.S.-Canada women's hockey tonight, too?
That's at 10 o'clock tonight. Very much looking forward to that. The gold medal match coming up. Canada winning earlier in the Olympics and, of course, winning the gold medal 4 years ago in Sochi. So the U.S., they've got it'll be a big task tonight. No doubt about that. But still, I think they've got a chance to – I think I got a pretty good chance to make history coming up tonight. But we shall see how it all plays out. How are you doing today?
Doing very good, actually. Sun's out. That brightens the mood for sure. Anxious to get back to the lanes. As out last week, as most of our squad was. Position night, chance to win some dough.
Can't beat that.
No.
Can't beat that.
Meanwhile, future rusty nails were on the lanes today, right?
Yeah, they
possible
were.
Possible nails.
Well, some, yeah, I suppose. Some of them. But, yeah, we had the 3A portion of the state bowling tournament coming up today up in Waterloo at Cadillac Lanes. And Cedar Rapids Prairie brings home a state championship. The Prairie Girls, congratulations to them, as they will bring home the hardware back to Prairie. And they've had a lot of hardware to bring home in the last couple of years, but they get the job done. Give you the final team totals here for the girls' side as soon as I find it, of state bowling. Of course, I find 1A. You think I could find the 3A portion here? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Final team results, Class 3A. Cedar Rapids Prairie, your winner. And the Hawks win by 16 pins over Muscatine. Sorry, Joel. Dubuque Senior finishes up in third, Cedar Rapids Jefferson fourth, and Waterloo West coming home in fifth. Are you shaking your head at me?
Girls or boys?
That's girls. Girls. Are you looking at the wrong one?
I think Prairie won by about 100, but that's okay.
You're right. I'm sorry. I was looking at the final game. You're right. I'm sorry. Yeah, 100. 99 to be exact.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
99 to be exact. And we want to be exact here on the program. So congratulations to the Prairie Girls for winning the state bowling championship. And let's see. Natalie Leach of Dubuque Hempstead was your individual winner with a nice 495. Why do we always say nice when we say bowling scores? She had a nice 680, nice 790, nice 495 for two games.
Those are nice games.
Michaela Hyde of Prairie finishes up in second. Ashley Sundstrom of Prairie finished up in fifth. Megan Kitzmiller of Jefferson finished up in eighth. Emily Hartgrave of Prairie finishes up in ninth. So congratulations to all on nice games today.
Metro goes 1-4, Prairie first, Jefferson fourth in the girls. And, of course, the 2A action will occur tomorrow after being postponed. But the boys in action as well, right?
Yep, boys in action. Southeast Polk was your team champion. They won it by 8 pins, and I am correct on that one. I'm looking at the right page here. 8 pins over Marshalltown.
We can relate.
We can relate. Waterloo West was third, and Cedar Rapids Prairie finished up in eighth. So not a bad day for the Prairie Hawks in the lanes today. And as far as the individuals are concerned at bowling, Zach Bianchi, he's a freshman at Southeast Polk. He had a nice 504 today, Mark. He had a 279 followed by a 225. Max Hyatt was the highest Metro finisher. Mr. 300 ended up in seventh place. He had a 210 and a 245 today. Any one of these guys, more than welcome to be a future Rusty Nail. At this point,
there's other requirements, but yeah.
But they've already checked the first box, and that is bringing good bowling to the league. They've already checked that off. And as you mentioned, 2A coming up tomorrow. So that's from the state bowling tournament. Some news as far as girls basketball is concerned as we get ready for the state tournament. The schedule for 1A, 2A, 4A, and 5A will be released after tonight's games. There are a few that are sprinkled throughout the state, one in each of those classes at least. And so we'll finally know the girls' state basketball schedule after tonight. But some Metro news today. Tony Viss announced this afternoon his resignation as the head girls' basketball coach at Cedar Rapids Kennedy after 6 years. And if you want to read more about that, we encourage you to do so. Jeff Linder has penned a nice piece, and he's got that up on social networking now. And a lot of it, kind of the same old stories. We're hearing more and more about coaches, referees, and just across the line. Comes down to a lot of people thinking they know more than the coach does.
Really unfortunate if that's the case. And you worked with Tony more than I, but in my limited time, spending time with him, mainly on the tailgate tours that we do every year at each Metro campus, couldn't be more accommodating and interesting. He's a very interesting guy to talk to, very knowledgeable about the game, cared a lot about his team, and I enjoyed, you know, every time we spent with Tony, and he's not an old guy.
No, 47, that's so, it. I'm older than he is.
See if he's done with his career or...
he's got a grandkid.
What?
He does. I don't.
Oh. That's a you thing.
Tony said he's going to stay teaching. Sounds like he would like to stay in coaching. Doesn't know if it'll be at Kennedy, obviously, for the coaching part of things. But, yeah, he's too good a coach to stay in the sidelines. Off the sidelines, I should say. So, Tony, hats off to you for your 6 years at Kennedy. Also, from the world of basketball, boys basketball last night. Congratulations to Northland's Jake Hilmer, who set two marks last night. Jake is only a junior for number one Northland, and he set the state individual assist mark for 1 year and has already broken the state career assist mark. Did that last night in the win for North Lynn. So congratulations to Jake Hilmer. Terrific baseball player as well.
Quite an accomplishment for a junior. And North Lynn is going to be one of the favorites, if not the favorite, once we talk state tournament time. Of course, the girls were upset at North Lynn. Too bad there. But congratulations to Jake. And he's had a terrific career already, and again, as you said, one more year.
Yeah, and he may obliterate, if he stays healthy, he may obliterate the all-time assist record as far as the state of Iowa is concerned. Because he's got another year, and they're going to be pretty darn good next year as well up in North Lynn. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. That is the Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line, always open, as well as our phone line at 319-366-1600. And not to take away from Alex's Olympic update, because it is a fine part of the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn, and I look forward to it each and every day. But this is too good to pass up as far as Olympic news from today. And I did get a chance to see this. It was on this morning. It was not live on NBCSN, but they did play it shortly after it happened. Probably didn't have it live because they didn't anticipate this happening. But the United States made history today by getting their first gold medal in cross-country skiing. And the first one since 1976, Bill Koch took silver in the 30-kilometer race. We all remember where we were in 1976 at the Games of Innsbruck, Austria, when he did that. I remember Franz Klammer in the downhill. That's what I remember from 1976. But Bill Koch, I do remember that he won a medal, and that was pretty big news. But Diggins and Randall today, they won the gold medal in the women's team sprint freestyle cross-country skiing final. That's a mouthful. And they did it with a photo finish as Diggins came from behind. Randall, by the way, believe I read, is the only mother on the U.S. Olympic team.
Correct.
And that's just that's a story in itself. But for those two to win was pretty amazing.
When the Norwegians fall down?
I think they were in there. I think they got third. Third. The Swedes, yes, Norwegians got third. And you know, so they were there.
Yeah.
They were there, but the Swedes were the silver medalists today. But it was pretty cool. I mean, they couldn't contain themselves afterwards. And that was what the Olympics are all about. Sorry, Alex, for taking your spotlight away, but that was a big story today.
Now, you don't have anything from the men's short program last night because you were at a game. I mean,
I got you mean the
comments?
Women's? The women's? The best comment of the hold on. The best comment of the night, and I thought it would be Tara Lipinski, but it wasn't Tara. It was, who's the other guy? Johnny Weir.
Johnny Weir.
Dynamite drop in, Monty. That broadcast school has really paid off.
Yeah, it has. And Johnny Weir came up with last night, and I can't remember which one of the ladies, and they all did a great job last night. That was actually kind of fun to watch. But he said, she skates like a sports car. She just hugs the corners. What does that mean? What does that mean, Johnny? I have no idea. But that is our Dynamite drop-in of the day from the Olympics.
Excellent.
There you go. 319-366-1600. It is a veritable potpourri of subjects today to kick around. We're going to talk to Mark Ironside coming up here in just a little bit. And I know the guys are going to talk about it on the Todd Bromel Camp show, and we'll mention it as well toward the back half of the program. But there's something in Major League Baseball that is rumored, and we'll get to it coming up in just a little bit. Basketball tonight, Iowa taking on Minnesota. Yeah, up at the barn in Minneapolis. 2-3-13 teams fighting it out to try to get, the best seating possible for the first day of the Big Ten tournament at Madison Square Garden tonight.
Iowa won the first game against Minnesota at Carver in what may have been one of the, at the time anyway, folks thought maybe I won a bet, Iowa's better games, but we've seen Minnesota go in the tank this season, and it's not out of the realm for the Gophers to beat Iowa tonight. Let's just say that, right?
Oh, it's not out of the realm, but I think Minnesota... Is Richard Pitino going to be back? This Minnesota, since everything came out as far as the scandal, off-court scandal, as far as Minnesota basketball concerning an individual is concerned, this team has just gone into the tank. And they've had injuries as well.
Mm-hmm.
They do have some good recruits coming in, including one from Creighton Durham Hall that played down at Iowa City West last Saturday afternoon, who's probably going to be their starting center next year for the Gophers. But is Richard Pitino going to be there, and will they all stick around if Richard Pitino is not going to be there as Gopher coach? Mm-hmm. Misery loves company, and Iowa fans, you think you're having a bad year? The Gophers can probably outdo you tonight.
Regardless, Iowa's going to play on Wednesday in the Big Ten tournament next week.
Correct. Right? More than likely.
Just a matter of seeding.
Yeah,
now,
it's just a matter of where they're going to end up. So that's coming up tonight. Iowa State is going to be shorthanded in a big way tonight as they take on a hungry TCU team that needs to win this game desperately tonight at Hilton Coliseum. But you never know. Iowa State going to have the big crowd behind them, and you've seen bigger miracles at Hilton Coliseum than what could happen tonight, certainly. But this is, dare I say, if TCU drops this game, their chances of getting into the big dance without a big run in the Big 12 tournament, that's a lot of bigs, by the way, really decreases.
And Iowa State without Nick Weiler-Babb the rest of the season. Donovan Jackson on the shelf tonight as well. Depth. I mean, Iowa
State. Solomon Young out tonight too.
Solomon Young. I'm sorry.
And then Donovan Jackson is on leave right now because of the death of his father.
Yeah, it's really shorthanded Iowa State team. Iowa State has played without Nick Weiler-Babb for much of the last month or so, but it just doesn't add up well for the Cyclones right now.
No. Iowa State 4-10. TCU is 6-8. And suddenly Baylor's caught fire, and they are up to 7-8. Kansas State looking pretty good at 8-6 right now. And Iowa State at this point looking like they're going to play in the first day of the Big 12 tournament.
Oklahoma's down to 8th, right?
Yeah, is down to 8th at 6-9 right now. Still 33rd in the RPI at this point, though. Going to get to Mark Ironside coming up in a moment. You and I with a win last night on the road at Valpo. First win of the year on the road for the Panthers and Ben Jacobson. Where was this Bennett Cook all year? He was sensational last night. Spencer Haldeman hit some shots at the end. Some threes, big threes last night for UNI. And they've still got some work to do. Going to have to get some big help to not play in the first day of the tournament. May play Valpo again coming up down in St. Louis next week.
Mm-hmm.
But we shall see. There is a possibility they can get out of the first day and be a 6 seed down in St. Louis, but probably not.
Out of the conference cellar for now.
Out of the conference cellar, Valpo, who a lot of people thought might contend for the championship. Right now they are in the conference cellar at 5-12 and 14-16. And they've got the worst record. Well, second worst record. Indiana State and Greg Lansing are 11-17 right now, but 6-10 in league play.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be UNI's first round opponent's going to be more than likely Evansville, Indiana State, Valpo, or maybe Drake if UNI got up to that sixth spot as far as the standings are concerned. It's a lot to go over today.
Hmm.
We're going to go over things with Mark Ironside coming up, and we will talk with the Hall of Famer, and we're going to have him on the phone here today. But nonetheless, still will be a very fun meeting and interview with Mark. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver-Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top 7 wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
The Honda President's Day sales event has brilliant deals on our most popular vehicles, like the Civic, Fit, and Pilot. It's a reason to celebrate across the country. From the Liberty Bell to Hollywood, and even back up to Niagara Falls. Discover the 2017 KBB.com Best Value brand during the Honda President's Day sales event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to centralmidwesthondadealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual, Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency, excellence in customer experience.
Poll question here at 324 on KGYM here on the Wednesday edition of the show. It is brought to you by our good friends at Emil's Hideaway, and they are located on First Avenue Southeast, right behind the Taco John's, right next to the Home Depot. Deals with some national news today as far as the NBA is concerned.
Should pro sports leagues take steps to prevent tanking? Yes or no?
Mark Cuban is the impetus for this question.
Well, he's been fined $600,000 for his statements detrimental to the NBA, according to the league. Cuban recently basically said his team would be far better off losing down the stretch here.
Well, I'm sure it would be.
And other teams in basketball and hockey in similar situations, but Adam Silver clearly didn't like the comments and posture that Cuban put forth, and a little lighter in the pocket.
A little lighter in the pocket, and I don't blame him for doing that. So we're going to talk some wrestling right now. Mark Ironside set to join us. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson, Agency of American Family Insurance. They are located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee. We encourage you to stop on by and say hi to Kurt and see all the great services that they have to offer over there. And, Mark, joining us somewhere out and about today. You didn't want to have a takedown for Mark today, huh?
I knew he was feeling better, and that kind of made me a little nervous. So I know I want to get in the office and get to the studio close by him when he was good and healthy, and then we start going takedowns.
I'm feeling good, Mark. I want to start out with something beyond wrestling. I'm sure you saw at least the finish of the Daytona 500, right?
You know, I did not see it live because I was driving home from Ames, but then I looked up on my computer like five different times for that footage. And the only footage I can find is from the rear cam of Austin Dillon's, Amarillo's car. I couldn't find like where you actually see the cars from a distance ever. So, I mean, I know what happened and I can see it from the rear cam, but that doesn't really show it like I want to see it. Like, was it legit? Was it intentional? Was it just air? I'm not happy with what I could see so far. But go ahead and finish your question.
Well, would you shove a guy like Almirola aside to win the Daytona 500?
it's a tough question. You know, I mean, that's what I want to know, like, if I could see it from a bird's eye view. And I have never been able to see. I've looked and looked and looked, and I can't find the footage of that, which blows my mind. But, no, I don't think intentionally that I would wreck someone to win a race, even though it is a Daytona 500, and I know a lot of other people out there disagree. But, you know, I mean, racing's racing, you know, and stuff like that, whatever. But at the same time, you're going to try and win as much as you possibly can. You know, I mean, there's wrecks that happen in that race that, you know, are caused just by the wind, by the draft, and, you know, the air, you know, picks them up, and it gets their rear end loose. Now, there, you get that nose really, really close, you get them loose, hey, that's a race. But to actually intentionally put your front nose and quarter panel into somebody's rear, I mean, I don't agree with that.
I just don't,
even if it is a Daytona 500.
Well, hopefully you get an opportunity or two to be in that position out at Hawkeye Downs this year in the late model races, and you know, that happens at the Downs. And
you go to the back.
Not even go to the back. You go to the back alley, don't you?
I know if I was on the final lap, someone purposely took my rear quarter out like that. It'd be an interesting night in the pit.
Well, you've had that happen in your legend car a few times.
I have. The guy has been there. He has witnessed it. It's happened before, and it's not a pretty sight. I have lost my cool a time or two.
What? No. We digress. We go back to wrestling.
The Hawkeye Downs and the Daytona 500, little bit different, you know, but still the same rule applies in my mind. And you don't just intentionally wreck someone. Hell, you know what? You know, they say in Talladega, you know, if you're not first, you're last. You know, but still, second in the Daytona 500, that's pretty dang impressive.
Very much
so. But the thing is, could he have gone high? Could he have gone low? Could he have done, is there anything else that he could have done? And, you know, that's the type of stuff that I kind of want to see, and I've never seen the footage.
Mark's been waiting 2 days to ask you that question, so thank you very much for the answer.
Oh, by the way, it's a three car that won the race.
Yeah. He was my hero, that's for sure. I always just say in interviews, man, I want to win wrestling matches. I want to wrestle like Dale Earnhardt drives a race car. And that was the truth. They say that all the time. He was my idol.
Yeah. To wrestling. First of all, let's talk about Iowa and Iowa State. And we talked a little bit about it with KJ yesterday as well. And as far as the match was concerned, wasn't much of a match. Iowa won the nine that were contested anyway. I guess your thoughts, first of all, about the overall, how Iowa did, what you thought and what you saw from Kevin Dresser's Iowa State team. We'll start there.
I like the attendance. The attendance was good. I think 8,800 some people there. I was kind of hoping they maybe get 10, but that's kind of a stretch, even with Iowa coming to town. But the attendance was good. The energy was good. They had these light glow sticks. They turned on the lights down at the beginning of the match. I mean, it was really cool. I mean, it was electric in there, and it was fun to be part of it. And then obviously from there on out for Iowa State, that was the extent of the excitement. You know, I mean, Spencer Lee comes out, you know, he decks, you know, Briggs right away, which, you know, is pretty much expected. But where it really turned sour for them was at 133 and 41, but especially 133. That's what I think really got the momentum rolling in the Hawks' direction. When we're down 7-0 in the first period, and he's got over 2 minutes ride time, Simmons does against Flynn, and then we come back, storming back, and we win that match. And Flynn was fired up. And that really, I think, got Turk going, and Turk went out there and took on, you know, Ian Parker, who, even though it was his first time back, he beat the defending champ, Dean Heil of Oklahoma State, you know, kind of pretty high, got himself highly regarded there in that aspect, and we just took it to him. And from there on out, I mean, it was just all Hawks. It was a great meet for the Iowa wrestling program, great momentum heading into the postseason. You know, I mean, it could have been better. I think the crazy thing is where we really, really looked good was 33-41, which are the two ways that we really have not looked good all year. And then where we really didn't look that good was 49 and 57. Those are the two weights where I think we left a lot of points out on the mat, which, you know, I was kind of surprised about. I thought we'd take advantage of those couple of weights more than we did, but overall, it was very good for the Hawks, not so good for the Cyclones. Anytime, you know, you wrestle someone in nine matches in that case, and they only score one takedown in the entire dual meet, then you're doing something right.
What did Iowa State coach Kevin Dresser strive to accomplish with his comments about the forfeit at 197, basically saying, we don't roll like that?
I don't know. Like, we did bring two guys. We brought two guys. We weighed in one. One was sick, our normal guy's sick, and the other guy, you know, he's got a bursa sac issue where he's probably, you know, it's a situation, do we have surgery or not on it to get taken out? You know, could he have wrestled? Yeah, he could have wrestled. If it was like, you know, he's our number one guy, he's already qualified for the Nationals, it's the national tournament, it's like tape it up and go. Did he really need to wrestle at that point in time and continue to prolong an injury? When did we need him against Iowa State? Absolutely not. Do I back Tom Brands on what he did? Absolutely, 110%. You know, I think it, to me, it was kind of a no-brainer. I just don't think maybe Kevin Dresser, when he made those comments, really understood all what was going on the Iowa side. I think he just kind of looked at it like, hey, they wanted a guy in, he was healthy, and here's a match that we could possibly win. So, you know, they just want to, you know, just kind of forfeit to us and just don't give us a chance to win a match, you know, outright. That's kind of the way I think I look at it like that. That's how Dresser probably is, which I think is kind of bull because we gave him nine other chances to win matches outright, including, you know, 33 and 41, and they didn't do it. So I think that he was probably honestly just really frustrated. I think he was upset with his own guys. I think he was probably trying to divert the attention away from the issues with the Iowa State program and kind of throw something, you know, towards the Iowa program, which is working because that's why we're talking about this right now, you know. So, I mean, I he's a smart guy. I mean, he knows what he's doing, and he's pretty good with his words. And you know, but Iowa State's got a lot further to go than what I thought that they did after watching that dual meet. And I think that Dresser's finding out that this is probably going to be a lot longer of a process than what he originally thought when he signed up for this. You know, and I think things are kind of coming full circle right now, and it's definitely going to be a process.
Well, I was just going to say, I agree with you that Kevin Dresser's a smart guy. He knows what he's doing. I think it was just kind of a motivational ploy. He said that they had black and golditis a little bit, you know, seeing that. And Iowa State, certainly this group of Cyclones anyway, not saying Iowa State in the past or maybe in the future, but this group anyway, aren't the first ones to see the Iowa singlet and have problems.
Well, I don't think, and the other thing is, I don't think it's a matter of us just showing up. It's not like we're Penn State or Ohio State right now. We haven't won the last 6 out of 7 national championships like Penn State, you know? So I think where they got a little bit timid and they started kind of backpedaling a little bit was after the 133 and 141 pound match. That's where I think, like, oh, some of these guys might have been like, oh, crap, like Vistano at 84. And, you know, Investor made a comment like, well, we needed to pull the trigger more often there. We needed to, you know, shoot more often there. We need to, you know, get our offense going a little bit more there. Well, you know what? I agree with him. But at the same time, Vistano did pull the trigger. He got in on 2 shots right off the get-go on Bowman, and they were his best shot that he could possibly hit, and he could not score. He felt Bowman's power. He felt his hips. And he, after that, he was, like, scared to death to shoot after that. And so I credit Bowman for that. I credit Bowman for his defense and for making Pistano feel something like that. He did not want to have to work that hard and go back to, you know, trying to score another takedown. That takedown probably would have been easy on most people, but not on Bowman. And Bowman showed a lot of guts there. And that was the first takedown that Bowman fought off in the first 30 seconds of that match. That was what won the match for him. That was the winner right there for Bowman.
State high school tournament, another fine job there, Mark. And it really didn't take long for one of the main storylines to be written, and that was back-to-back four-timers winning within minutes of each other.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. You know, I've never seen it where, you know, there's two guys that are four-timers in the same tournament and then at the same weight class wrestling at the same time. I think Teske kind of stole the show a little bit from Thompson getting the pin there in the first period and early on in the match. And Thompson had a little bit of, I wouldn't say struggle, but, you know, Seabreck from Lisbon, he put up a fight, you know. He's not an easy guy to wrestle, you know, but so did Owen Zach from Perry that Teske wrestled. And he came out and got in unbelievably deep and tried taking Teske down right away, and Teske was like, holy crap, what is this? I was not ready for that. He had to give everything he had to fight that first shot off, which is awesome to see that nobody, they didn't take back seats to Thompson or Teske. They made him earn it, and that's really cool to see. But congratulations to both of those guys, and I look forward to watching them, you know, at Nebraska and Penn State in the Big Ten careers and a couple of Iowa guys, and I'll be pulling for them except for, you know, when they're taking on the black and gold.
Well, and some great stories. The PCM wrestler,
yeah,
that won the state championship, and his mom's battling cancer in the stands. And That was a great thing.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome to see. And the thing is he wasn't supposed to win either. I mean, he wasn't like favored or anything like that. He was the underdog, and that's what made the story even greater. You know, he wasn't supposed to win, and I don't even think he was supposed to make the finals. But you know, it's just something where you know it was just a great story that you know when your mom has cancer and you're wrestling for her, and he just came through the whole tournament. He looked good, and he did it in a very dominating fashion. The kid from Wallet that he was wrestling, he never stood a chance. So, I mean, Roland from PCM, Lucas Roland, he had it going. It was just it was just really, really cool. It was cool. See, it honestly made me want to almost cry a little bit in happiness for him when I was doing the TV. It was just a surreal moment almost. So, super happy for him.
Nelson Brandt's concluding a brilliant career at Iowa City West with a state championship and walked off the mat as if it was a November duel. And I suppose that's the way Nelson is. But could you comment about his state tournament and also how he fits in at Iowa?
Well, I think that, you know, his career at West, you know, and walking off the mat, I think that was kind of like a hee-ho-hum. He expected to be there. I think that, you know, he's happy with where he, you know, was at. I think he's happy. You know, he's a three-time state champion. He did it in dominating fashion. It was fun to watch. But he expects himself to be there. And like he said, now on to bigger and better things and improving his wrestling. And he knows that he's got a way to go to, you know, be that dominating at the next level. And as far as where he's going to fit in Iowa, you know, I'm sure it's a situation where he'll probably redshirt next year. He's, you know, a 60-pounder this year. I mean, we got Kemmer and Marinelli who've already redshirted in their studs. They're going to be there for a couple more years. So it's either he gets a little bit better and starts, you know, vying for a spot there, or he really, really bulks up big time and possibly steps in at 74 in a couple years.
Back to Iowa before we let you go here, Mark. And that is, it looks as though Chad Lystico has put up on Twitter that on their Hawk Central radio show tonight, Tom Brands has said, they must have taped this earlier, by the way, that there's going to be wrestle-offs at 141 and 174. That's how they're going to determine things. Going for the Big Ten, it's going to be Happel or Turk at 141 and Young or Gunther at 174. I think that's the way it should be. Do you agree with that?
I do. I think that's, you know, I don't think, honestly, I think that probably Gunther's the better way to go at 74, but he hasn't gone above and beyond to prove that it's his spot. And if he is that better guy, he'll prove it in wrestling. And the same thing at 41. I think that even though Carter Happel had a great match against Thorne from Minnesota, I think that right now Turk barely, you know, has probably the nod there, probably a little bit better at 41. But if that's the case, then, you know, prove it in the wrestling. So, you know, it's hard in a situation like that, you know, and that's the great thing about the sport of wrestling is that if the coach really doesn't know for sure, like, and it's just kind of a flip of the coin either way, that's a great sport of wrestling, the fact that let's have a wrestle-off or make it 2 out of 3, you guys figure this out, versus baseball, it's like, yeah, dang, you know, who do I start at second base or shortstop or a pitcher or this or that, you know, you don't, it's completely up to the coach or, you know, volleyball or whatever the sport is. You know, those team sports, it's hard. That's the beauty of wrestling, the fact that, you know what, you can just wrestle it off and let them determine themselves, and it is what it is, and there's no arguing afterwards.
That's what makes wrestling, track, swimming, and bowling great.
Golf.
Golf.
You ain't a wolfing.
You're going to be, if you're going to be out there, you better beat them.
That's, you know, to be honest with you, that's one of the things I loved about the sport of wrestling. That's why I chose wrestling and really got determined about wrestling, is the mano-a-mano situation versus when I was a younger kid, I was playing baseball. I loved baseball. That was like the love of my life. But then when I found wrestling, I was in control of my own destiny. And it was a situation where it was completely up to me. And that's why I kind of really gravitated probably more towards wrestling than baseball, where, you know, I mean, it's you know, a team sport, and some things it's kind of up to the judgment of others. So, I mean, wrestling, it's a great sport. Like it or not, you know, it's a sport that you're going to find out who you are as a person.
I don't know how much the fire burned in Brad Smith to become a wrestling coach when he left Iowa, but he's certainly established himself as one of the all-timers as a coach. Lisbon, City High, now Lisbon again. What do you observe about Brad Smith as a coach in terms of how he's able to accomplish this?
Well, I think he's old school. The good thing about him and how I observe it is he's never gotten away from what got him there. You know, I mean, he's always been meat and potatoes as far as his coaching style and his philosophies and his you know, the techniques and so forth. And what I mean by that is, you know what, hard work is going to pretty much defeat anything. And he has his guys work hard. He has his guys in shape. And when I say meat and potatoes, I mean solid, basic fundamentals. Unbelievable at single legs, double legs, explosiveness. And, you know, on the bottom, on the top, you know, on the neutral position. And it's not about all this new BS that you see out there and these kids with trick knees and they're defending things the wrong way. And because basically they're lazy, they're not, you know, doing the things that take a little extra effort. And that's probably the best way to do it. He has stuck to the roots of the sport of wrestling, and that's what's made his teams very good over the years. And he's obviously a great motivator as well. And the other thing is about Brad Smith is he always surrounds himself with good assistant coaches. And, you know, they always say, like, a head coach is just as good as his assistants. And I'm a firm believer in that.
Well, we're getting closer and closer to the Big Ten, so we'll talk more about that coming up next week with you. Look forward to it. And we'll hopefully have you back in the studio, man.
I will be back next week. I got a lot going on right now this week with the Kids AAU State Wrestling Tournament this weekend with work, and it's an absolute juggling act and crazy hecticness, and so I wasn't able to join you today, but I will be back in there next week for sure, boys.
Yep, and of course the Big Ten's coming up Saturday and Sunday. Next Saturday and Sunday, March 3rd and 4th. Not this coming, but a week from. So, all right, Mark, take care, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you very much.
Mark Ironside joins us on Wednesdays here in the Gym Class on KGYM, courtesy of Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance, located conveniently on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue Hy-Vee.
I'm reading more about Tony Viss's resignation at Kennedy, and really disturbs me. And, I mean, he's getting out of coaching because of conflicts with parents. He said one of the parents got nose-to-nose with him in a recent game, and he said, I'm getting to that point. I've been at it long enough. It's not something I'm going to deal with. Yesterday we talked about Blackhawk fans in a different circumstance being banned from Blackhawks games for racial slurs on an opponent. Not the same thing by any means. I almost think this parent ought to be banned.
Yeah, and
what gives a parent a right to do that?
Shouldn't do it. Shouldn't do it. Obvious. Can't do it to a referee. Shouldn't do it to a coach. It's not the first time it's happened. It's not only at Kennedy. It's happened around the state of Iowa. It's happened in other states. And, you know, we're starting already to run out of referees.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty soon we're going to run out of coaches.
Coaches and referees don't get paid a fortune. They do it for basically the love of the game.
Absolutely. At that level, yes.
To put up with a parent getting in your face, and it's not the first time, according to Viss. So, God, maybe that's the right thing to do, but wow.
Yeah. We're going to take a break. Come back. 3:47. Don't forget, before 4 o'clock, we have your chance to win at tickets to see the Rough Riders take on Tri-City this Friday night, February the 23rd at 7 o'clock. And we're going to give those away before 4 o'clock. We need to take a break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this. We'll give you that baseball. I don't even think it's a rule, but at least a rumor to what might go down as far as baseball. We'll get a couple calls in as well. So stay tuned. More to come after this. KGYM.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right?
Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The thought of winter coming can be chilling. Knee-deep snow, face-numbing winds, frozen fingers, temperatures below zero. And yet, without a Duralast car battery, it could be even worse. That's why Duralast batteries are tested to perform in harsh conditions. So even if it's 40 below zero, your car can start up like it's 72 and sunny. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
Attention shoppers, cleanup on aisle 14. Cleanup on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles. Pickles. Kosher pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Back on Gym Class at 3:49 here on the Wednesday edition on KGYM. Kevin Lehman joins us to talk college basketball coming up tomorrow. Friday, Jeff Linder of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We will preview next week's Girls State Basketball Tournament. We may actually know the schedule of next week's Girls State Basketball Tournament on Friday. We know that we have six teams we'll be covering next week, and that will be Springville in 1A, Iowa City Regina in 2A, Marion and Center Point Urbana in 4A, and Iowa City High and Iowa City West in Class 5A. Back to basketball tomorrow night on the high school side. 6:45 pregame times for these. 1600 AM, 107.5 FM, Marion at West Delaware. And on 106.3 FM, it'll be Fairfield at Solon. But tonight, we rest, we bowl. It is Bowling Night in America preview brought to you by May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
There are no officials. No coaches.
We're our own coach.
So you are your own and best and worst enemy each and every night.
We do have Bobby to give us pep talks, though.
We do. Week 23 in the mature Evergreen League. It's position night. One of a few during the year when you bowl a team that's right next to you for some cash and some movement up the standings. You need to win two out of three. And we'll try to do that tonight against Quality Auto. So we just recently, did they whip us recently?
They did.
So we're going to exact the measure of revenge there, possibly. Lane's 27 and 28. Rusty Nails 45 and 47 on the right-hand side of the standings. So we got to make a move.
Time to make a move. Time to make a move. And we start tonight, right? The Poobah, the Grand Poobah himself, Mike Hoskins. So we don't have very far to take our money to.
Bob Kohler, Jim Kipp, among others.
That's right. Should be a lot of fun.
They're always at their best.
Should be a lot of fun. We'll have that tonight.
If you're looking for some fun, check out May City Bowl. Or if you're looking for some equipment upgrades in your ball, shoes, what have you, give them a call, 362-0136, or visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
There you go. And we'll have a complete report coming up tomorrow. And again, congratulations to the Prairie Girls. They win the 3A State Bowling Championship today up in Waterloo, I should say, at Cadillac Lanes. And congratulations to them. Jefferson finishing fourth as well today. So that was great to see. Poobah may have been up there today. We'll have to ask him.
Might have been.
So we'll have to ask him about that. As we go to break, I'm going to give you an opportunity to pick up those tickets and see the Rough Riders this Friday night at the Stable as the Rough Riders will take on their bitter rivals, the Tri-City Storm. There's a Kearney, Nebraska involved in that one, as we learned yesterday. Todd was talking about that. I thought it was funny. Riders are in town this Friday and Saturday, and Mark Carlson, of course, just winning his 600th as the head coach of the Rough Riders. We'll take caller number six. You'll get to go on Friday night, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back to let you know who our winner is after this. Bay City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, Bay City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at Bay City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Congratulations to Josh in Cedar Rapids. He is going to go see the Rough Riders take on the Tri-City Storm, which includes Kearney, Nebraska. Those guys in Kearney. That's their gig. More on that coming up later on the Todd Bromwell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. They're going to talk a little bit more in depth about this. This is not a rule change by any means that has been implemented. It's just right now a rumor going around as far as some folks in major leagues, associated with the major leagues, on a national radio show today that was not heard on our airwaves. But, Mark, there is a movement afoot. Of course, you know, baseball is boring, and we have to make it go as quick as possible, even though, you know, other sports don't have to worry about that. But it is baseball, so it is maligned. The latest great idea, as far as Major League Baseball is concerned, is to have the team that is losing in the ninth inning, no matter where they are in the lineup, be able to pick three guys that they want to come up to lead off that inning. And the rationale behind that is the fact that, well, in the NBA, you don't see LeBron James not playing in the last part of the game when they're down, or Kobe Bryant playing in the last part of the game when they're down. Yeah, because maybe they're not up in the order at this point. But maybe I'm done with baseball.
And individuals can be substituted multiple times in baseball.
Maybe I'm done.
This doesn't even dignify a response, really, does it?
Maybe I'm done with baseball if this goes into effect. Maybe I am. I don't know. I don't think it is. I hope it's not. I know Todd and Alex are going to talk a little bit more about that in depth coming up. So if you have a comment about it, save it for their show coming up.
This almost makes the starting extra innings with a runner on second base a good idea.
Almost does.
Which has been used in international competition, I think.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I believe in some softball as well uses that. Don't they use that for the state tournament, if I recall, last year when they had the big long game with Regina last year? And so it is built into softball at some levels, but baseball, I just don't want to see that happen. I don't want to see that happen. Even though, oh man.
Ryan and Walford, if they make that change in baseball, it will lose a If they make that change, baseball will lose a fan. Most horrendous idea I've ever heard.
Yeah. I would agree with you, Ryan. More on that and other sports topics coming up. We'll have Kevin Lehman joining us coming up tomorrow. We'll wrap up BNA from tonight as well. That'll be coming up on the Thursday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Iowa State basketball at 6:30. Cyclones will take on TCU from Hilton Coliseum, 7 o'clock with the tip-off for that one. We'll talk about that game. We'll talk about the Iowa-Minnesota game as well coming up tomorrow. We'll see you at the lanes.
Let's go get them.
All right.
Imagine you're given a new car of your choice. There's only one catch. This is the last car you're ever going to get in your life. You would baby that car. Well, you don't just get one car in your life. you get one mind and one body. And it's what you do today that determines how your mind and body operates years from now.
You have one body. Take care of it. Know more about you and your DNA. Order your 23andMe kit today at 23andMe.com.